Krishna.
This is Chaitanya Charitamrita class,
November 1st. This is from Adilila, chapter 17, Chaitanya Charitamrita, text 275 to 293. It's called The Braja Gopis Meet Lord Narayan. Very interesting story. You probably know it. Basic idea. Yashoda Nandan Haila Shachira Nandan Chaturvira Bhakta Bhava Karyashwadhan. The Supreme Personality, that the same Supreme Personality of God who appeared as Yashoda Nandan has now appeared as the son of Shachi. Yashoda Nandan, Shachi Nandan. Relishing four kinds of devotional activities. Chaturvira Bhakta Bhava Karyashwadhan. Swadhanam, tasting. Chaturvira Bhaktabhav, the bhavas of four different types of devotional flavor, devotional mellows. Dasyabhav, Sakyabhav, Vatsalyabhav, and Madhuryabhav. Servitude, friendship, parental affection, conjugal love. These are the basis of the four kinds of devotional activities. In Shanta, the marginal stage of devotional service, there is no activity. But above Shant, humor, above the Shanta humor or rasa, mellow, are servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love, which represent the gradual growth of devotional service to the higher and higher platforms. Swamadhurya Radha Prema Rasa Aswadite Radha Bhav Angi Kari Jache Bhala Mate. To taste the mellows of Srimati Radharani's loving affairs. Radha Prema Ras, Swamadhurya Radha Prema Ras Aswadite. To taste the rasa, Prema Ras, the mellow, the Prema Ras, Radha's Prema Ras, the Prema Ras between Radha and Krishna. The loving affairs in her relationship with Krishna, to understand the reservoir of pleasure in Krishna. Krishna himself, as Mahaprabhu, accepted the bhava of Radharani, bhala mate. We should understand this. Bhala means good, very well, mate, understand this. Radha bhava, the mood of Srimati Radharani, Radha bhava. So he's Rasaraj Mahabhava. Gopi bhava jatte prabhu. Dharyache ekanta, Vrajendra Nandane Mane Apanara Kanta. Mahaprabhu accepted the mood of the gopis, Gopi Bhav, Jate, Prabhu, Dharyache ekanta. Gopi Bhav Jate. He accepted Gopi Bhav. So it's telling here, it's very interesting. Sometimes people say that Lord Chaitanya came to broadcast all the four rasas of Vrindavan, which he did. Some people will pick up the idea of Dasya, and if they worship in the mood of Dasya and stay on the platform, of course they have to follow the Dasyas of Vrindavan to go to Vrindavan, then they can come to Vrindavan. But if they just become Krishna Das and they worship along the line of Vaidhi Sadhana without following the Braja Gopis or the Gopi Bhava Mahaprabhu, then that Dasya will take them to Dwarka. They'll go there or they'll go to what we read in the Nectar Devotion. They'll go to Aishwarya, the majestic Goloka. In the Lagu Bhagavatamrita and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Brihad Bhagavatamrita and Vaishnava Toshini commentaries on the 28th chapter of the 10th canto, Srila Sanatana Goswami says in Vaishnava Toshini commentary that there's two Golokas. There's Gokul and Goloka. We're giving this class in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. They worship Radha and Krishna but in Vaidhi mood and they attain prema. They're just thinking I'm Krishna Das, but they're worshiping Radha and Krishna. So they go to Golok because they're worshiping Radha and Krishna. They want to go to Vrindavan, but they're not following the gopis and the gopis bhav and Raghunuga sadhana. But they attain prema in Vaidhi sadhana. So they go to this majestic Goloka. This majestic Goloka, Radha and Krishna are there. He's saying there's two Radha and Krishnas, there's two Yashodas. There's the Madhurya and the Aishwarya. Very interesting. And Rupa Goswami is saying this, Sanatana Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also. Very interesting idea that you don't find anywhere outside of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because the general conception of Vaishnavism is Dasya Bhav going to Vaikuntha, or Dasya Bhav going to Ayodhya. But the specific, although he says Chaturvida Bhakta Bhav Kari Ashradan, he came to this Nanda Nandan came to relish those Chaturvida Bhav, those four kinds of devotional ecstasies. As Nanda Nandan, as Brajendra Nandan, so did Yashoda, so did Shachi Nanda. So this is just like Lord Krishna, because we're talking about Brajendra Nandan. His main relish, what he relishes the most, is the Madhurya Bhav, his Parakiya Bhav, conjugal relationship with Radharani the Gopis. They're Radhika, Aradhanam. She's the Parama Aradhya Devi, Parama Aradhya Devi Radha. She's a supreme worshipper of Krishna, the greatest devotee, and the most surrendered and dedicated and sacrificed, and she pleases Krishna the most in the most topmost way. And she relishes the greatest ecstasy in her service, and Krishna relishes the greatest ecstasy in accepting her service and giving his love to her. But at the same time, although that's his main, and even Rupa Goswami says that Krishna's, the whole purpose of his youth was to enjoy pastimes with Radha. So it seems that Krishna goes out, the acharyas are saying, the Mahajans, when he goes out for cow herding, it's just an excuse to meet the gopis. And he goes to the gopas and he says, well, okay, rest everybody, I'm going with the gopis. And his whole mentality or focus is when can I be with Radha? This is the bit. However, but all these other ras, because devotees are in different relationships, is Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga that we discussed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he accepts their bhavs and reciprocates with them because those are all flavors of love. Dasya Bhav, his servant, house servants, and Sakya Bhav, his friends, and his Vatsalya, these are all rasas because he's Rasaraj. He's the Aporium and Relisher Rasika Shekhar. He relishes Kreshtul of all relishes of all different rasas. So, okay, it's like, oh, I relish the rasa of being in charge of this factory, and I relish the rasa of doing this and being, you know, there's different rasas. I relish the rasa of being a parent. I have my children. I relish that parental rasa. I relish the rasa of being the son of my mother and father. I love my mother and father. So we have this idea of vatsalya, affection. But I really, mostly I relish the rasa of my wife or husband. I'll say my wife. In the same way, but I still, it doesn't mean I'm relishing and experiencing. So the same thing, Lord Chaitanya is experiencing Dasya Ras with Ishan. Ishan's the servant, their life, family servant in their house, Ishan Thakur. And then he's relishing the mood of Sakya Ras with so many friends in school. But then there's so many of his associates, the Antaranga Bhaktas, they're all gopis and sakis in the Vrindavan Leela. So with them, he's relishing the Madhurya. And with some of them, he's relishing the topmost Madhurya with Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani. So then he's in the mood of Krishna. But then when he's in the mood of Radhabhava, which is main, his main bhava is Radhabhava, then he's with Lalita Vishaka and Nagambira. So they're establishing one verse of saying, Chaturvira Bhaktabhav Kari Aswadan. That he's doing this. He's tasting, relishing, experiencing, enjoying four types of devotional expressions. Dasya, servitude, and friendship, vatsalya, and conjugal. But then after that, there's so many verses, Gopi Bhav, Radha Bhav, and Radha's Kanti and Radha's Bhav, Radha's complexion, and the three reasons he came. So then you see that you can say almost like 99% of his experience or his relish is with you know, Krishna experiencing Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav. 99% of Brajendra Nandan's, I'm using that figure, maybe it's a lopsided, but 99% of Brajendra Nandan's experience and his relish is to be with Radharani. He's with Radharani 6 hours in the night, in the Ratri Kal, and he's with Radharani 6 hours in the afternoon, Madhyan Kal, that's 12 hours. And then other pastimes, Radharani's in the breakfast cooking. And that's another 2 hours. You know, it says 12 and it goes 14 and 16. If you do it by an hourly basis and you go tightly through Govinda Lilamrita or Bhavanamrita, you see that an Astakali Lila and a Chobi's Gunther, 24 hours of Krishna's pastimes, he's about 22 of them, he's with Radharani. But the separation is there and all this is also there. Gopi Bhav Jate Prabhu Tari Jache Ekanta. Rajendra Nandane Mane Apanarakanta. The mood, the Gopi Bhav, Prabhu Dharechi, he accepted that. It says, Dharijachi Ekanta. Unfortunately, there's no purports here by Srila Prabhupada. So we have to take his blessings and hold his lotus feet upon our head. Gurudev's lotus feet, and try to explain, because he's given us a word-for-word meaning. And he's told that we should explain the verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. My disciples, I want you to explain the verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam from all angles of vision. The Sanskrit, the Itihas, the Sahitya. Sahitya means the literary aspect. What are the alankars and the ornamentation? From the rasa aspect, what are different? What is Lambana? What is the Vibhava, Lambana, Vyavachari Bhavas acting here and working here? What is the Tattva, the Siddhanta? These are all the different angles. You know? And the degree to which we're... That's why they say if you learn Sanskrit and you learn Itihas, which is histories, you know about all these Puranic histories and this Leela and the pastime, and that's Itihas means the histories. You know Mahabharata and Ramayana. Then you know the Sahitya, which means literature. Like we have, what do you have? It means literature. So you know about the alankars and the ornamentations of language. So the more, then you can really, that's what Vishnath knows and Rupa knows and Sanatana knows. So they elaborate so wonderfully in their purports. And Prabhupada knows also, when he gives purports, we get so much benefit and value from them. They really says so much. But here, we take Prabhupada's word for word. Gopi Bhava Jati Prabhu Dhari Jache Dar, everyone knows Dar means to hold. Dharijachi Ekanta. He's saying, Gobi Bhava Jati Prabhu Dharijachi Ekanta. So this word Ekanta, as you know, Eka means one. So Dharijachi, Krishna's Kaviraj, who's Kasturi Manjari, he's okay, he came for four bhavs, which you understand, Gopi Bhav, Gopi Bhav, Gopi Bhav, Gopi Bhav. Like we say, if you say something three times, it's like a Vedic conjunction. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It's like, it's a law. So he's saying Dharyachi Ekanta. For this, he said Ekanta means positively accepting. He's positively accepted this. 100% he's accepted Gopi Bhav. Radharani's Gopi Bhav. That should be clear. Dharyachi Ekanta means only one. Dhar means he's holding. This is what he's really holding. Okay, he's relishing Dasya. That's a fact, and experiencing supreme ecstasy. But what he's really holding deeply in his mind and heart, as is Vrijendra Nandan, and same with Shachinanda, because he started off the whole discussion by saying they're one. Right? So then that's the theme of the whole discussion. He's saying there, Yashodhanandan is Shachinandan. So there's the same. So, but just like Krishna, the same thing we're saying about Mahaprabhu. Dharijachi Ekanta, you say Shachinandan Dharijachi Ekanta, or you can say Nandanandan, Rajendranandan Dharijachi Ekanta, Gopi Bhav. Rajendranandan Mane Apanarakanta. Mahaprabhu accepted the mood of the gopis who accept Rajendranandan, Krishna as their lover. Of course, for Rajendranandan, he accepts Radharani as his lover. Gopika Bhavera E Sudrida Nishchoy. This is really. First he says Dharyacha Ekanta Sudrida Nishchoy, because many people I've heard preached and you know, here and there, they say, oh, why are you emphasizing Gopi Bhav, or why are you emphasizing Madhurya Ras? Lord Chaitanya came to distribute all the four rasas. This is not really he came to distribute the four rasas. He's relishing the different rasas within himself as Ashwadan, distributing mainly is Gopi Bhav. Braja Prema in the mood of the gopis. But if you trace out, because he's absorbed in Braja Prema, if you trace out Sakyabhav, that's also there, and there's a line coming from Nityananda. You can find Braja Sakyabhav in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Do you follow? Well, you won't find where you find Vatsalya, but Lord Chaitanya's relishing Vatsalya, isn't he? It's a heavy Vatsalya with Shachimata and Dasya. These are important points. So these are heavy phrases. He says, Gopi Bhav Dharyache Dharyajache Ekanta. Gopika Bhav Sudrida Nishchoy. This is the Hindi, it's a Sudrid Nishchoy. It is firmly concluded the ecstatic mood of the gopis is possible only before Krishna, no one else. Rajendra Nandan is another point, but it's also saying that this Gopika Bhav era, Sudrita, firm confirmation. Vrajendra Nandan, Bina, Anyatra, Nahaya. This Gopika Bhav is not possible with anyone, is only possible in front of Krishna. This mood, this relish that the gopis have, is only possible. It's not possible with anyone else. Only Vrajendra Nandan can bring out this Bhav. Because that's, of course, all about the gopis, the story. Then Shamsundar Shiki Picha Gunja Bibhushan Gopavesha Tribangima Murali Vadan. Krishna has a bluish complexion, a peacock feather on his head. Of course, now the story is going to talk all about Krishna. But this Krishna that we're hearing about is Shachinandan. Can you follow? And these type of, you know, this is moods or what he's relishing, this Braj Bhav. He has a bluish complexion, Shamsundar. A peacock feather on his head, Shiki Picha Gunja, Shiki Picha. I think it's the same as Hindi. Peacock feather on his head, Gunja, a garland, these small berries. And these white, all white ones are black and red, like you see here. That's Gunja. And then the decorations of a cow. He's wearing Gopavesh and Tribangima. His body is curved in three places. And Murali Vadan, he holds a flute to his mouth or to his face. Murali Vadan. This is Krishna. And with this form of Godhead, this presentation, this beautiful, so beautiful and sweet and an attractive form of Godhead, Shamsundar, this Vrajendra Nandan, who's this Shamsundar, gopis can experience their Gopika Bhav with him. Only. Iha Chari Krishna Jari Hai Anyakar Gopikakara Bhavanai Jaya Nikatahar Nikat Govardhana Nikata Nivasam Nivas. You say Govardhana Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhana Tvam. We say, oh Govardhana, Nikat means near, Nivas, near, resonance. Please give me resonance near you. It says, if Krishna gives up his original form and assumes another Vishnu form, nearness to him cannot evoke the ecstatic mood of the gopis. Gopika's Bhav. This is text 281. Gopi nam pashupendra nandana jisho bhavasya kastam kriti vigyatum shamate duruhu paravi sanchari na prakriyam avishkur vati vaishnavim apitanum tasmin bujer Jishnubir, Yasam Hanta Chaturvir Adputa Ruchim, Ragodaya Kunchati, Ragudhai. Ragudhai. This is from Lalita Madhav. Once Krishna playfully manifested himself as Narayan, with four victorious hands and a very beautiful form. When the gopis saw this exalted form, their ecstatic feelings were crippled. Even a learned scholar cannot understand the gopis' ecstatic feelings, which are firmly fixed upon the original form of Krishna as Nandanandan. The wonderful feelings of the gopis and ecstatic Parama Rasa of Krishna constitute the greatest mystery in spiritual life. It's a fact. Their love, their Parakiya Bhav is a great mystery and bewilders a lot of religious people and Vaishnavas. And all this, then also, it's very mysterious. It's quite a mysterious. Adbhuta Duruha, it says, Kriti, a very nice phrase that's here. It says, Kriti Vigyaptam Shamate Duruha Padavi. It says, the position, Kriti Vigyaptam Shamate Duruha Padavi. It's very difficult for them. A very learned man to understand, a kriti, someone who's a very learned man to understand. Difficult. Ruha. It's very difficult for a learned man to understand Krishna and the gopis. So we can only pray for the mercy of our Guru Parampara, Rupa Sanatana, Krishna's Kaviraj, and our beloved guardians, so we can somehow have a drop of understanding of this Brajamadhuri of Krishna and this Gopika Bhav, which we are inheritors of, which we are the legacy that we're receiving in the Gaudiya Sampradaya that we can understand some drop of this most exalted, mysterious, difficult to understand rasa and relationship which the Lord is relishing, Ashwadhani. The sannyasa lila, what does sannyasa lila mean? Radha bhav, specifically. Because before sannyas, and in his Kriyasta time, it was Lakshmi Devi and Vishnupriya, sometimes he was in Radha bhav, sometimes in Krishna bhav. So now it's becoming confirmed. Okay, now I'm taking this cloth, this color of this cloth, this saffron, is the color of Radharani's anurag. And now I'm going to absorb myself in this Radha. Already I have the kanti of Radha, but now I'm absorbing myself in the Radha bhav.